God.
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible and for the fact that you have written it for our understanding, our learning, and our great encouragement and joy.
主，我们感谢您赐给我们圣经，我们感谢这本圣经是您写给我们的，为的是让我们能够明白，能够学习，也能够享受这个您的真理，并以此为乐。
And Lord, you know each one who is here now, and you also know those who will be joining us over the next few minutes, and we pray that there will be a message from the Spirit of God to each person here on this occasion.
主啊，我们知道你认识我们中间的每一个人，也包括这几分钟之后会陆续加入我们的其他的弟兄姐妹们。盼望您今天让我们每一个人都学到我们该学到的。
Give to Eric, we pray, the right words.
求您赐给Eric 长老正确的话语。
And give to us the right hearts to hear and to understand, to obey and respond.
主啊，求您给我们正确的心，让我们能够听见，能够明白，也能够让我们顺服，并能够做正确的回应。
And so we commit this meeting to you now, for those of us here this evening in Vancouver, for those, this morning in China, bless each one, we pray.
主，我们就把我们今天的学习聚会的时间交在您的手上，求您祝福，无论是在温哥华的，是在晚间的时候，还是在中国大陆的，星期六上午的时候，求您祝福我们每一个人。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning and good evening again. It's good to see everyone here, joining us for a study of the feasts of Jehovah.
再次的问候大家啊，很高兴大家今天能来，我们一起来学习，继续学习耶和华的节期。
Leviticus chapter 23, and we'll read verse 1.
我们翻到利未记的23章，我们从第一节开始读。
Read verse 1 says, And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，耶和华的节期你们要宣告为圣会的节期。
Now the Israelites, they were farming people. They were an agricultural people.
那个时候的以色列人呢，他们已经是从事农业生产的农民了。
The Lord had promised to bring them into the land of flowing with milk and honey.
那神的应许带他们到流奶与蜜之地啊，就是那应许之地。
And he wanted to gather them together three times a year so that they could have feasts with him in the middle of them. And they would then remember all the things that God had done for them.
所以神呢是召聚他们每年三次要来到神的面前跟神在一起过节，要纪念神为他们所做的一切美好的事。
So the feast, not only were, did they mark out the various times of harvest in Israel.
所以这些节期呢不仅仅是在时间上标记就是他们在这个丰收的时间的这个不同的时点。
But they were also memorials of great national events that happened in Israel by the Lord working for them.
同时呢，这节期也是一次纪念日纪念这个神跟他们在一起的时候，这个民族所经历的一切重大的事件。
The first we read about in verse 5 is that the Lord's Passover.
在第五节呢，我们读到的是第一个节期，就是耶和华的逾越节。
And it was a memorial or commemoration. It was for them to remember how he had delivered them out as from slavery in Egypt through the sacrificial blood of a lamb.
那这个节期呢，就是一个纪念，神是怎么把他们从埃及的被奴役的状态下，借着这个羔羊的血，拯救他们出了埃及的。
So that was the first feast, but very closely connected to that, right after they celebrated the Passover, they celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
所以呢，逾越节是第一个节期，那跟它紧密相关的呢，也就是紧接着在第二天的这个节期呢，就是这个无酵节。
Now, leaven is a type of sin or evil in the scripture.
因为在圣经里面，酵都是代表罪和邪恶的。
And so they were to eat unleavened bread for 7 days.
所以他们要从在无酵节这里呢，要吃无酵饼7天。
And that is a picture for us today, that once we are saved, we are to walk a holy life.
那对于今天的我们呢，它的意义就是一旦我们得救了，我们就要过圣洁的生活。
But the Feast of Unleavened Bread also was a memorial of the haste, the speed with which they had to leave Egypt.
但同时这个无酵节呢，也是一个纪念，是纪念什么呢？纪念当时他们离开埃及啊，是非常的匆忙的，是非常紧张的离开的。Because
they didn't have time to leaven the bread before they were to leave Egypt.
就是当他们逾越节那天晚上刚过以后，就马上要离开埃及，他们甚至没有时间啊，就是去发面，把酵放在面里让它发起来。And
the third feast was the Feast of First Fruits.
那么第三个节期呢，就是初熟节。We
read that in verses 9 to 14.
那23章的9到14节呢，讲的就是这个初熟节。They
were to take a sheaf of the very first ripe barley, bring it into the temple, and to wave it before the Lord there as a first fruits that of their harvest to come.
那他们要把一捆呢，就是摘下来的初熟的大麦，组成一个初熟的禾捆，到耶和华面前摇一摇，作为这个他们整个后续的丰收的初熟的果子带到神的面前。And
that pictures for us, the New Testament teaching is that Christ in rising from the dead was the first fruits of those that rose from among the dead.
那它这个对应的新约的真理呢，就是它预表了主耶稣从死里复活，主耶稣呢就是呢从死里复活的初熟的果子。Then
they were to mark 50 days from the time that the priest waved that first fruits to the day of Pentecost, what they call Pentecost or the 50th day.
然后从这个初熟节这一天开始呢，他们要数50天，然后到了第50天的时候呢，就是这个五旬节。And
of course, they were to remember these feasts because it was God who brought them into the land that they might have a feast and a harvest.
所以这个节期就让他们记得是主把他们带到这个这片土地上的，因此他们才能够有丰收。
Now, the Lord Jesus spent 40 days with his disciples preparing them for his ascension, his departure into heaven to sit at his Father's right hand, exalted there with the Father.
那主耶稣复活以后呢，他和门徒一起共度了40天呢，就预备他40天以后要升天，要被高举到父神的右边和父神在一起。
And he instructed them, you stay in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, not many days from now.
那主在升天前呢，嘱咐他的门徒啊，让他们等在耶路撒冷。他说不多几日啊，就是父神所应许的就会降下来，你们就会得着能力。And
when he went into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit down into the into that company of people that were gathered there in Jerusalem.
那主升天以后呢，他就派圣灵下来降在在耶路撒冷等候的他这一群的门徒的身上。
He baptized them in the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵替他们施洗了。
Now on the day of Pentecost, they were to take two loaves of bread baked with leaven, and they were to be taken in that day and waved before the Lord, presented to the Lord.
在五旬节的时候呢，这个祭司要拿两个加了酵烤熟的饼带到耶和华的面前，在耶和华面前摇一摇。
They were not to be burnt as a burnt offering to the Lord because no leaven could be burnt on the burnt offering.
这两个饼呢 不是那个烧在祭坛上的燔祭，因为在燔祭上所烧的所有的祭物都不能有酵，不能有
Those two loaves represented the two separate nations, the Jews and the Gentiles.
那这两个饼呢，就代表原来曾经分割的两群人，一个是犹太人，一群是外邦人。
And the leaven in those loaves represents the sin that still is in the believer, the indwelling sin of the old nature.
那这个饼，这两个饼里的酵呢，就代表我们这些信徒啊，就是在我们的老我里面还是有罪的。
But with that offering, there was a sin offering, so the sin is covered.
但是跟这两个饼同时那一天献的呢，还有赎罪祭，所以赎罪祭呢就遮盖了这罪。
So these feasts, those first four fruits, they all look back to the work, person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这四个节期啊，都是在主耶稣基督的身上应验了。
The Passover speaks of salvation through the blood of a lamb, the sacrifice of an innocent victim taking the place of the guilty.
所以逾越节呢，指的就是这无辜的羔羊啊，代替了这个罪人的位置，牺牲了他自己的生命，使这个罪人得赦免。这就是代表主耶稣基督这神的羔羊。
Unleavened bread, that's the result of that sacrifice. We are to walk like he walked, a holy walk.
那无酵节呢，就是有主耶稣的献祭以后呢，他的这个结果就带来我们主是怎样过圣洁的生活，我们也跟他一起过圣洁的生活。
And the first fruit speaks of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the first fruits from the dead.
那初熟节呢，就预表主耶稣基督的死里复活，他是从死里复活的初熟的果子。
And Pentecost celebrates the descent of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father sent by the Son.
那这个五旬节呢，就是预表圣灵啊从天上降下，他是父所应许的，是主所派下来的。
Now, for Israel,The Feast of Pentecost, it marked the beginning of a great harvest to come.
那对犹太人来说呢，五旬节这一天开始呢，就后续就是一个大丰收的开始了。
And before they could begin, they had to offer this new grain of offerings, that is, those two loaves waved before the Lord.
但是在他们动手开始收割之前呢，他们要先把这两个饼的新素祭就是献在主的面前。
So that was a type, really a picture. And it was all fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
那这两个饼呢是一个预表，是一个图画，它已经在五旬节全然应验了。
The two loaves waved before the Lord represent both Jew and Gentile formed into one body.
那这两个饼呢是代表犹太人和外邦人完全的合成的一个身体。
And that body, of course, is called the church.
那这个身体呢，就是我们现在就称为教会。
And that was formed by the Holy Spirit.
这是被圣灵所组成的，把它们合成的一个身体。
So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13.
我们在哥林多前书的十二章的十三节读到。
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
So on the day of Pentecost, the church was formed.
所以在五旬节这一天呢，教会成立了。
And the body of Christ was then joined to the head who was in heaven.
那这个教会作为这个基督的身体，在那一天就和在天上的教会的元首主耶稣基督连在一起了。
And when those two loaves were lifted up in the temple, representing the church, the Jew and Gentile, they were waved or they were presented to God in all the value and excellency of the resurrected Christ.
那这代表这个教会的这两个饼啊，就是由犹太人和外邦人共同组成的这基督的身体啊，教会啊，在耶和华面前摇的时候呢，他们所表现出来的，所展现的全部都是主耶稣基督他自己的这个荣耀，他自己的价值。
And so too, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We've been made accepted in the Beloved.
也是借着圣灵呢，我们是在主里面被父所接纳的，我们也成了他所爱的。
When the Holy Spirit came down on that day of Pentecost, it marked the beginning of a new age of grace.
所以从五旬节这一天开始呢，就标志着一个新的时代的开始，就是恩典时代。
It's also called the age of the Holy Spirit.
也叫做圣灵时代。
And since Pentecost,There has been a great harvest of souls from every tongue, every nation, every tribe, every people around the world.
那从五旬节那天开始呢，就是一个灵魂的大收割的开始，就是从各族、各民、各方、各国，都有这个人得救，都有灵魂得救。
From the Feast of Pentecost. Maybe you should put up that chart briefly, and we just do a quick review so we know where we are. So there we have, starting from the left, the Sabbath, which was celebrated weekly. But then there's the Passover.
我们从左边开始看啊，先是安息日，然后安息日后面就是逾越节。
The Passover and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Sheaf of First Fruits, they all were in one week in the spring of the year.
那这个逾越节、除酵节和初熟节呢，他们都是在春天。发生的这个连在一起的三个节期。
Then there was the 7 week plus one day, which is the 50-day interval between the sheaf of first fruits, Christ rising from the dead, and the day of Pentecost.
然后呢，就是七周的间隔，就是49加一天的这个间隔，就是从这个初熟节到五旬节之间。然后就是，也就是从基督首先从死里复活，一直到圣灵降下这中间的五十天的时间。
And that happened in the third month, early in the third month.
那这五旬节呢，是在犹太年历的这个三月，一年的第三个月。
Now, as far as the prophetic fulfillment is concerned, all four of those feasts were literally fulfilled.In the past.
对，这个四个节期啊，所代表的这个预言呢，在现在就在过去都已经全部应验了。
Then you'll notice between the third and the seventh month, there's a long interval of harvest time.
然后呢，这五旬节是在三月，然后后面的这个三个节期呢是在七月。那在这中间呢，是有很长的一个间隔期。
And after the Feast of Pentecost, all the people would go out from Jerusalem back to their countryside, back to their fields, and they would be scattered all through the land.
所以五旬节结束以后，从这天开始呢，那所有来过节的犹太人呢，他们就各回各的土地上去了，他们都分散到全国各地去了。And
that harvest interval, that pictures for us the last 2,000 years.
那这个收割间隔期呢，对我们来讲就是代表过去的2000年。
Where God is bringing in a great harvest of both Jew and Gentile.
所以神呢，在犹太人和外邦人当中都收割了很多的灵魂。
And after the harvest interval, there are three more feasts.
在这个收割间隔期结束以后呢，紧接着是三个节期。
The Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonement, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles.
那就是吹角节赎罪日和祝棚节。
And once again, they would travel up to Jerusalem and celebrate those three feasts in the seventh month after the harvest had been brought in.
那就在这个收割结束以后呢，在犹太历的七月份，他们要再一次的来到耶路撒冷，过着庆祝这三个节期。
But what we want to look at tonight is a little more thought concerning this harvest period, this age in which we are living right now.
那我们今天呢，要花一点时间来讲一下这个收割的这段时间呢，就是这个从三月到七月这段时间，因为它就是代表我们现在所处的这个时代。
Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
我们翻到路加福音的四章。So Eric, you want to leave the chart here?
Yes, you can take the chart down, please.
Okay.
Luke chapter 4.
路加四章。
And I want to read from verse 16.
16节开始读。
So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
从16节读到21节啊。 耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日召他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。”于是把书卷起来交还指示，就坐下。
When the Lord Jesus came to the earth, he came not to be king. He came as a sacrifice.
主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候，他不是来做王的，他是来献祭的。
Though this world does not need justice, it needs mercy.
因为这个世界不需要公义，需要的是怜悯。
And though the Lord presented himself as the Messiah, he knew that they would reject him.
因为主知道当他以这个弥赛亚的身份展现给他的民的时候呢，他们一定会拒绝他的。
And one of the reasons why those in the synagogue that day had their eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus was because he didn't finish the quotation of the Old Testament prophecy from Isaiah.
那一天呢，就是当时会堂里的人都定睛看他。为什么定睛看他呢？有一个原因就是，他并没有完全读完以赛亚书的这个经节的内容。
If you turn to Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2.
以赛亚书的61章的一节和二节。
Isaiah 61, this is what he quoted there in the synagogue, he read in the synagogue on that day.
那天在拿撒勒会堂里面主读的这一段话呢，就是以赛亚书61章的一节和二节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子。
He did not read that line, the day of vengeance of our God.
但是主耶稣当天呢，他没有读和我们神报仇的日子这句话。
That is for the future time when Christ will come in judgment to judge the earth.
那这句话呢，应该是将来主耶稣再来地上审判这个世界的时候才会应验。
He will judge the living and the dead.
他会审判死人、活人、死人。
But when he first came to earth,As a man, his purpose was not to judge. His purpose was to gather everyone to the cross where he would be the sacrifice and where those who trust him can have their sins forever forgiven.
但他第一次取了人的肉身来到地上的时候呢，他不是来审判的，他是来把所有的人吸引到十字架上的。十字架前的，因为他要在十字架上为所有的人献祭，那些相信他的人呢，他们的罪就能得赦免。
So where he closed the book on the words the acceptable year of the Lord, that's the age in which we are living now.
那他引用这段话就停在这句话，就是报告神悦纳人的喜年，恩年的这个喜年，就是我们现在所处的这个年代时代。
This is the age of grace whereby guilty sinners can come to the foot of the cross, and there where Jesus laid his life down, they can find forgiveness of their sins. Their burdens can be all removed.
那在这个恩典时代呢，就是神悦纳人的这个喜年这个时代呢，所有的罪人都可以来到十字架的脚前，在那里主耶稣已经为他们付上了罪的代价，他们可以在那里得着罪的赦免，把一切的重担卸下。
God approved that sacrifice by raising Christ from the dead.
那借着使耶稣从死里复活呢，父神已经同意了，或者是通过了这样的救恩。
Christianity has a living Savior, not a dead prophet.
我们基督徒有的是现在有的是一个永活的救主，而不是一个已经死去的先知。
And so when the Holy Spirit came down on that day of Pentecost, it began this acceptable year of the Lord, the day of grace.
所以在五旬节那一天，圣灵降下五旬节的那天开始，那么这个报告神悦纳人的喜年就这个年代就开始了。
Now this age has continued for nearly 2,000 years.
那这个年代呢，到目前为止已经将近2000年了。
And so, we have if you go back to Leviticus chapter 23 again.
我们再回到利未记的23章。
We read this one verse after the account of the Feast of Pentecost in verse 22.
我们读就是 讲完五旬节的这个经文以后的这个22节,23章22节。
When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap the corners of your field when you reap, nor shall you gather any gleaning from your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the stranger. I am the Lord your God.
在你们的地收割庄稼,不可割尽田角,也不可拾取所遗落的。 要留给穷人和寄居的,我是耶和华你们的神。
In this great harvest, the Lord provided, made a provision for the poor and for the stranger.
所以在这个大丰收的这段时间呢,神也为这个穷人和寄居的供应了食物。Now,
I trust everyone has read the book of Ruth, the lovely book of Ruth.
我相信大家都读过路德记这卷书，非常美好的一卷书。
You remember that how that Naomi and with her husband and two sons went down to Moab to live there.
这卷书里告诉我们，这个拿俄米和她的丈夫还有两个儿子，他们到了这个摩押地去生活。
They had mortgaged their property and they were looking for a future in Moab.
他们把他的田地抵押了以后呢，就希望在摩押地能够找到他们的未来。And
while they were there, one of Naomi's sons married a Moabite woman named Ruth.
在挪亚地的时候呢，这个拿俄米的其中的一个儿子呢，娶了摩押的当地的一个女子叫路德的。But
the husband of Naomi and the two sons, they died.
但拿俄米的丈夫和两个儿子都死了。Now
that these two widows, they come back, or they come to the land of Israel because they heard that the Lord had given bread in Bethlehem.
然后呢，这两个寡妇就拿俄米和她的儿媳路德，他们就又回到以色列地，因为他们听说神为他们赐下了粮食。And
so there's a provision made for those that are poor and for the strangers.
所以呢，这个是就这里面讲的就是给穷人和寄居的所提供给他们的吃的。Naomi
represented the poor of Israel.
那拿俄米呢，就代表以色列的穷人。And
Ruth, she represents the stranger, the Gentile from Moab that had no claim upon the promises of the land.
那个路德呢，就代表这里说的寄居的，因为他是从外邦地来的，在这里是寄居的，因为他们是没有土地权的。But
then the Lord opened the way for them to be able to glean, for Ruth to glean in the field of Boaz.
然后神也为他们开路，就是路德就在波阿斯的田里捡这个麦穗。And
Boaz, he's a near kinsman. He's a relative of Naomi.
那这个波阿斯呢，是拿俄米的一个近亲呢。And
he's a type of Christ who becomes their redeemer.
那他们就是耶稣基督的预表，他将要成为他们的救赎主。And
we learn that Ruth begins as a gleaner in the fields of Boaz.
Go ahead.
But at the end of the harvest, she becomes his bride.
所以在这个丰收一开始的时候呢，路德呢是一个捡麦，只是一个在地里捡麦穗的。但是在这个丰收结束的时候呢，路德已经成为了波阿斯的新娘。It's
a beautiful picture of the church in Israel.
所以这个是一个非常美丽的图画哈，代表这个犹太人的。We
Gentiles who had no claims upon the promises of Israel. God has brought us into a marvelous place.
代表我们外邦人的，因为我们本来是在犹太人的祝福中毫无份的，但是神却给我们带到了一个美好的地位。
And the church is going to be, at the end of harvest, the church is going to be received up into heaven to be with her bridegroom.
因为在这个收割期将要结束的时候呢，教会会被提到天上做基督的新娘。
So when this harvest time comes to an end, it's completed, and the last believer trusts the Lord Jesus Christ, and the body of Christ is complete, then Jesus is going to come and receive to himself all those who are living at that time.
所以当这个收割期结束的时候，当最后一个基督徒信主了以后，加入到基督的身体以后，这个基督的身体就完整了。那主耶稣呢，就会来把所有的地上属他的人都接去。
And when the acceptable year of the Lord closes, then the day of vengeance begins.
所以当神悦纳人的禧年呢，这个年代结束了以后呢，那神报仇的日子就到来了。The
day of vengeance, of course, as we know of, as the great tribulation period, when all the Old Testament prophecies come to their completion before Christ comes to the earth again.
那这个报神报仇的日子呢，就是七年的大灾难。那所有的旧约的先知的预言呢，都会随着主耶稣基督从天上来到地上，那一刻开始都应验。So
all the first four fruit of feasts, therefore, have been fulfilled at Christ's first coming.
所以在这前四个节气呢，都在基督的第一次来临的时候呢，都应验了。And
the last three feasts, they will be fulfilled at Christ's second coming to the earth.
那后三个节气呢，是当基督第二次再来的地上的时候将会应验。Now,
the only signs that the church is given in the New Testament of the coming of the Lord, they're only moral signs. The signs of his coming are, the only signs that we know of are moral comings, where we read in Timothy that men will grow worse and worse. The moral conditions will grow worse and worse. Those are the only signs that the church is given when the Lord Jesus is going to come.
就是对于我们基督徒而言啊，就是主什么时候会再来呢？他唯一给我们的一个征兆呢，就是这个道德的征兆，就是这个地上的人的道德会越来越败坏。这是我们教会就是在圣经里告诉我们教会的唯一的征兆。We
can read then, if you like to, in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们可以读一下提摩太前书的4章。
And chapter verse 1.
第一节.
Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and so on.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心等等等，后面的很多。
When is Jesus coming for his church? When is the end of harvest?
耶稣什么时候会来接他的教会呢？这个收割期什么时候结束呢？
It could be at any time.
任何时候都可能发生。
There are no prophecies to be fulfilled.
不需要什么预言被应验，不需要有这个前提。
When you read in the New Testament, you don't find that there are any signs that are given to the church of the immediate coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to the air for his church.
所以你在新约里面你找不到任何的征兆啊，就是在主耶稣他突然来到空中来接来提教会之前，不会有没有给教会任何这样的征兆。But
there are many physical signs and cosmic signs before the Lord Jesus comes in power and glory to set up his kingdom on earth.
但是呢，主耶稣基督在他的全能和荣耀里面，在来地上建立他的国度之前呢，是有很多这个真实的征兆，而且有很多就是天上的天象这样的征兆的。
So there's, we're waiting now for the Son of God, our Savior, to come from heaven.
所以我们呢是等这个神的圣子耶稣基督从天上而来。
Just one more verse in John chapter 14, a couple of verses there. John 14.
我们再读一下约翰福音十四章。
The Lord Jesus says there in verse 2.
第二节。
Or read verse 1, sorry.
从第一节读，这是主耶稣基督在说话。
Let not your heart be troubled, Jesus says. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
一到三节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
What this verse tells me is that the Lord Jesus is preparing a place in the Father's house in heaven.
那这段经文告诉我的就是主耶稣现在在父神的家里预备地方。
And when he comes, we read in 1 Thessalonians that he's going to come in the air and catch us up to himself in the air.
我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章读到，当他再来接教会的时候呢，他是来到空中的，他把我们会从地上提到空中去。
After the church is safely in heaven, and the bride and the bridegroom are united, then comes an interval of those seven prophetic years that Daniel spoke of.
当教会平安的到天上，新娘和新郎终于在一起了以后呢，就开始这个七年的大灾难期的，就是但以理书所预言的那七十个最后的那个第七十个期。
And at the end of the tribulation, the Lord Jesus is going to come in power and glory, and there are going to be great outward physical signs that mark his coming.
所以在这个七年的第七个期结束的时候呢，主耶稣会在他的全能和荣耀当中再来到地上。那个时候呢，会有很多外在的很大的一些征兆。
And one of the greatest signs is going to be shown to his own earthly people, the people of Israel.
那其中的一个这个征兆呢，是会显给他在这地上的属他的民的，就是以色列民族。
And that is, there's going to be a trumpet call which will call his earthly people to himself in the land.
那这个征兆是什么呢？就是会有吹角的这个角声啊，就召唤所有在世界各地的他属他的民都重新回到这个应许之地。
Now, the Feast of Trumpets is future, and that comes after the harvest is completed.
所以吹角节呢是在将来要发生的，它的对应的真相是在将来要发生的，是在收割期结束以后。
And the Feast of Trumpets, if we read in, turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
我们再回到利未记的二十三章。
And verse 23.
二十三节开始。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, You shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord.
23和20到25节，耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，七月初一你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给耶和华。
Now it says there, it's a memorial or a commemoration, a remembrance of the blowing of trumpets.
这里说得很清楚，他说要吹角做纪念。
When was that a memorial of? What was that a memorial of? When were the trumpets blown that they are to remember?
那他到底要纪念什么呢？当角声吹响的时候，他们要纪念的是什么呢？
It was at the time when God came down, the Lord came down on the top of Mount Sinai and gave them the law that was given to Moses.
那这就是指在这个西乃山的时候，耶稣基督，这个神赐给摩西律法的那个时候。
Exodus 19.
出埃及记的十九章。
And verse 16.
16节。
Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai.
从16节读到20节的前半段，到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且角声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤。摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下。西乃全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾如烧窑一般，遍山大大的震动，角声渐渐的高而又高。摩西就说话，神有声音答应他，耶和华降临在西乃山顶上。
And so they were to remember that day when God actually came down in their midst on top of a mountain.
所以他吹角要纪念什么呢？就是纪念那一天，就是耶和华神呢，降到这个西乃山顶和他们在一起的那一天。
But the Feast of Trumpets has a prophetic character to it.
那他这个吹角节不单有纪念的意义，它还有这个预言的作用。
And it's going to be fulfilled when the trumpet blasts and gathers all Israel, and Christ comes down, God comes down in the person of Christ to the earth, and his feet stand on the Mount of Olives.
那这个预言的应验是什么时候呢？就是当主耶稣基督他再回到地上啊，就是在他的荣耀和全能里面，他的脚踩在橄榄山上，再回到地上的时候呢，他要吹角，召聚所有的以色列人都到回到这应许之地。
The nation Moses was told to make two trumpets of silver, and they were for special uses.Numbers chapter 10.
在民数记的十章里面这里面记载了神曾经让摩西做两把银号，他们都是有特别的用途的。
So, verse
1. 一节。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work, and you shall use them for the calling of the congregation.And directing the movement of the camps.
一节和二节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要用银子做两只号，都要锤出来的，用以招聚会众，并叫众营起行。
So they were to be used for the calling together of the people. Number one.
所以它第一个的用途呢，就是用来招聚会众的。
But also in verse 9, We read, when you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you'll be remembered before your God, and you'll be saved from your enemies.
那另外一个作用呢，我们看第九节， 你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗， 就要用号吹出大声，便在耶和华你们的神面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救脱离仇敌。
So two of the reasons why those trumpets were to be used was to sound an alarm and then also to assemble the people together.
所以呢这个营号呢有两个用途，一个呢就是招聚会众，一个呢就是吹的时候呢是
And so when you read the books of the prophets, you'll find that the prophets used it symbolically, the idea of blowing a trumpet in the land.
那我们看这个整个旧约的先知书里面，有很多地方的先知都用这个吹号的这个比喻的这个意义啊。
And so at the end of harvest, when the church is in heaven, and at the end of 7 years of tribulation, there's going to be a trumpet blown to gather the children of Israel to Christ.
所以当这个收割期结束，教会已经被提到天上，然后七年的大灾难期也结束，临近结束的时候呢，会有脚声吹响，就是招聚以色列人到基督的面前来。
Go to Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1.
我们看以赛亚书的58章1节。
We read there, the prophet saying, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins.
58章1节，你要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起声来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。
So the prophet was like a trumpet, trumpeting, telling the people, wake up, because your sins are need to be taken care of.
所以这里面呢，他是把先知比喻成这个角啊，就是吹响这个角声让。 唤醒百姓，让他们知道他们要去解决自己罪的问题。Turn
to another scripture, Joel chapter 2, verse 1.
我们再看约珥书的二章一节。And
this is prophetic of the day of the completion, the fulfillment of the Feast of Trumpets.
那这里呢是这个预言的经文啊，就是他将在这个最后这个真正的吹角节的时候应验。Blow
the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, and so on.
你们要在西安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发颤，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。那日是黑暗、幽冥、密云、乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山岭，又有一对蝗虫等等等等。So
the trumpet is one of the designs of that trumpet, uses of that trumpet rather, is to wake people up.
所以这个号啊，它吹响的其中的一个目的呢，就是要唤醒民众。Are
you sleeping? Is the question.
那问题就是你现在是不是在睡着了的状态？
And God's word speaks loud and clear. The Lord is coming.
神的话呢，说的是非常的响亮，也非常的清楚，因为。The
Lord is coming. Are you ready?
主快来了，你做好准备了吗？
Then another main use of the trumpet is then to call the people together, to assemble the people back to himself.
吹角的另外一个功用呢，就是要招聚众民呢，把众民都招聚到他的周围来。
In the wilderness, the people when the priest blew the alarm, the people would all assemble around the tabernacle there in the wilderness.
在旷野的时候，祭司一旦吹角的时候啊，那个众民就都聚集到这个帐幕的周围来了。
And at the end of the age, when the trumpet is blown, then they're going to come from all the countries of the world where they've been scattered back to the land.
所以在末期的时候，当这个角声吹响的时候，所有被分散在世界各地的以色列人听到了以后，他们就都会回来。
Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 3.
我们看耶利米书的30章的3节。
He says, For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. I'll cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回，我也要使他们回到我所赐给他们列祖之地，他们就得这地为业。这是耶和华说的。
And again, verse 8 of chapter 31.
然后是31章的8节，还是耶利米书。
Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among the blind and the lame and the woman with child and the one who labors with child. A great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn.
八节九节，我必将他们从北方领来，从地极招聚，同着他们来的有瞎子、瘸子、孕妇、产妇，他们必成为大邦回到这里来。他们要哭泣而来，我要照他们恳求的引导他们，使他们在河水旁走正直的路，在其上不致半跌，因为我是以色列的父，以法莲是我的长子。
Well, when will they return? When the trumpet is sounded, Isaiah chapter 27.
他们什么时候会归回呢？就是当角声吹响的时候。我们看这个
Isaiah 27 and verse 13.
27章。
So it shall be in that day the great trumpet will be blown, and they will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem.
当那日必大发角声，在亚述地将要灭亡的，并在埃及地被赶散的都要来。他们就在耶路撒冷圣山上敬拜耶和华。
And they're going to return, and they're going to return in repentance for their hard-heartedness and stubbornness, those that had crucified their Savior.
他们要归回，而且是他们要在悔改中归回。他们要懊悔他们的硬心啊，他们的石头心，因为他们把他们的弥赛亚钉死。
Zechariah chapter 13.
耶利米书的十三章啊不 Zechariah
13
撒加利亚书十三章
and verse 10
第十节 12:10十二章的十节
yes.And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. And so on.
撒加利亚书的十二章十节，我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民。他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀，如丧独生子等等等等。
And if you read it in its context, he's speaking of the day of the Lord there. Chapter 14, verse 1, it says, Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and so on. He speaks of that day when Christ comes from heaven in power and glory.
所以我们从上下文可以知道呢，他这里讲话的背景都是指在耶和华的日子的那个时候发生的。耶和华的日子就是主耶稣在他的全能和荣耀中再来到地上做王的时候。
The present return of the Jews to their land over the last 100 and some odd years is not a fulfillment of these prophecies.
在过去的一百多年里啊，这个以色列人陆陆续续的回到现在的这个以色列的这个国土上，它不是完全的应验了这个预言。
They foreshadow, just like an object casts a shadow in front of it. So the coming of the people of Israel back to the land, it's like a foreshadowing of the greater ingathering of Jews from all over the world in the last day.
它只是将来以色列人从大批的以色列人从世界各地全部归回的一个前期的影子，就像一个实体他来到之前他的影子会先你会先看到他的影子一样的。所以这个呢不是这个预言真正的应验，而只是一个前奏。
We have a little parable. The Lord gave a little parable. Because the disciples in Matthew chapter 24, go to Matthew chapter 24.
我们回到马太的24章啊，在主耶稣基督在这里呢，他给他的门徒一些这个比喻。
And the disciples asked him, when the temple would be thrown down, because in verse 2, Jesus said that one stone would not be on top of another.That they'd be all thrown down, the temple would be destroyed.
在这里门徒问他，就是这个圣殿是什么时候会被毁的？因为在第二节里，耶稣曾预言说，没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了，也就是圣殿被拆毁。所以门徒在问他，这是什么时候会应验？
And then he gives some details concerning the.Great tribulation period, the time of the tribulation period that will affect the whole earth, but mainly Israel.
然后主耶稣回答他们的时候呢，就给了一些将来大灾难时期的一些具体的情况。这个大灾难会影响整个全世界啊，特别是主要是影响以色列人。
And his disciples ask him in verse 3, when will these things be?
在第三节里面门徒就问他说什么时候有这些事呢？
And he gives them a parable in verse 32 and verse 33.
然后主呢在这个32和33节呢就给了他们一个比喻。
It's a parable of a fig tree.
这是就是无花果树的比喻。
Now a fig tree is it's a symbol of the nation of Israel. They use it as one of their main symbols of the nation of Israel.
无花果树呢就是代表以色列国，以色列呢也用无花果树来代表他们国家。
And early in the spring, it says here, when the branch has already become tender, it puts forth leaves. You know that summer is near.
当春天的时候，当树叶发嫩长叶的时候呢，你们就知道夏天近了。
And so when the fig tree begins to put out some fruit, then you know that summer's coming, because that's a spring fruit that has come on the fig tree.
所以当你看到无花果树上已经结了一点果子的时候呢，你就知道夏天近了，因为这批果子呢是春天就是早熟的果子。
And so here he gives a parable saying, when you see...Israel begin to bloom again, then you know that the end is coming.
所以主耶稣在这里给我们一个比方，当你看到用这个比方来说明，当你看到以色列国又开始发芽的时候呢，就是说明末日近了。
He says it's near, it's at the doors.
就在门口了。
Now we don't know what that means, how close that is. All we know is we're living in the very last days, and the church has to be removed before the Great Tribulation period begins.
我们不知道具体到底离得有多近，但是我们知道就在这，我们现在就在这最后的日子了。但是教会呢要先被提，然后才进入大灾难。
The nation of Israel now, they're returning in unbelief.
那现在的以色列人，他们虽然回到了这片土地，但是他们还是不信的。
Ezekiel gives us another picture in Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结呢，书里面给了我们另外一个图画哈，我们看到以西结书37章。
The valley of the dry bones.
就是谷中的枯骨啊。
In verse 1 we read that the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。
And verse 3, he asked me, Son of man, can these bones live?
第三节，他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
And again, he said to me in verse 4, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
四节到六节，他又对我说：“你向这些骸骨发预言说，枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说：我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了；我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉；又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。”And
so verses 7 and 8, they picture for us what Israel is today.
然后七节和八节呢，就是今天我们所看到的以色列的情况。
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered over them over, but there was no breath in them, no life as yet.
于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。我观看，见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息，他还是死的。When
the Lord or when Israel returns, they're coming back in unbelief.
所以当现在以色列人虽然都陆陆续续回来了，但是他们还是不信的。
And those that are coming back now, we know that they're coming back for great tribulation.
这些人呢，他们将来还是要经历大灾难的。
Turn again to Matthew 24.
我们再回到马太的24章。
Matthew 24. Verse 21, for then there will be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be.
21节，因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
And so, it's after the tribulation period that the trumpet is going to sound.
大灾难时期结束以后呢，就会有角吹响了。Verse
29.
29节.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
29到31节，那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。他要差遣使者用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召聚了来。
The Son of Man will come from heaven. The angel is the one who blows that trumpet.
人子会从天上来，那吹响这个号筒的是天使。
For the church, it's the trumpet of God that summons us up into his presence. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, as you, maybe, I guess we should go there.
哥林多前书的四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
16节。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first.
First
Thessalonians? Yeah. Did I say something else?
Yep. Okay, carry on. First Thessalonians.
First Thessalonians chapter 4, yeah. Verse 16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死的人必先复活。
So you can see the difference between the angels blowing the trumpet to bring the nation of Israel out of every country gathered to the Son of Man who is coming down to the earth. The difference for the church and Israel is its contrast. There's a big contrast there.
所以我们看到这里啊，这个教会和以色列的同样都有号，它是有很大的一个对比的。当这个招聚这个以色列民的时候，是天使吹响这个号筒，用号筒的大声将以色列神的选民从世界各地啊招聚到主这里来。
In the Matthew chapter 24, which is called the Olivet Discourse, there's no mention of the church or the rapture of the church there.
那在马太福音的24章啊，这个通常我们管它叫这个橄榄山的讲道，这里面是完全没有提到教会的，或者提到教会的被提的。
The rapture of the church is spoken of as a mystery that's revealed in the New Testament.
因为这个教会是在旧约来说，它是一个奥秘，它是在新约才启示出来的。
But the coming of the day of the Lord and the trumpets, they were the subject of prophecy from the Old Testament. They were not a mystery.
但是基督来到这地上，吹响这个号角，这个在旧约的时候就已经有过预言了，它不是奥秘了。
Chapter 24 has references there to Judea, you'll notice, the nation, the land of Judea. It talks about the temple. It talks about the Sabbath day. These are not Christian terms.
因为在24章我们看到很多关于犹太人的要素啊，比如说安息日，比如说圣殿，这些都是跟以色列人有关的。
And so the whole world is going to witness the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那整个全地都会见证耶稣基督的来临。
In Revelation chapter 1, we read that every eye is going to see him.
然后启示录的一章里面讲到，就是所有的眼睛都会看见。
Behold, verse 7. He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen.
启示录的一章七节，看哪，他降雨降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭，这话是真实的，阿们。
And on that day that he comes in power and glory, the church, his body, is going to come with him.
所以在那一天，主在他的能力和荣耀中再来的时候呢，他的这个教会是会跟他一起来的。
Revelation chapter 19,
启示录的19章,
and verse 14. Verse 11, sorry, we'll read that first.
我们先读11节。
Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses.
11到14节，我观看，见天开了，有一匹白马骑在马上的，称为诚信真实。他审判征战，都按着公义。他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字。除了他自己，没有人知道。他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
Now, who are those? Who is that army? Who are the armies? Who's in that army in heaven that come with him?
那这个有天上的众军，跟随他来的这个天上的众军是谁呢？
They're identified as being clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
你看，对这个天上众军的描写是穿着细麻衣，又白又洁。
And that's the description that is given of the bride, the wife now married to the Lamb. In verses 7 and 8.
这个描写呢，是就是指他用在这个他的新娘啊，就是现在已经是他的妻子了，就是这个羔羊的心腹了，用在他的身上的，就是在第七节和第八节里面。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, it's completed. And his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
第七、第八节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。And
so, brothers and sisters, it's a great privilege that we can, on that day when the trumpet is blown, we'll be witnesses in heaven of that great event when the Feast of Trumpets is fulfilled.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是我们的荣幸啊，就是当吹角节真正完全应验的那一天，当脚声吹响的时候，我们是在天上来观看见证这一切的。
When he said that we shall ever be with the Lord, we shall be with him forever, including that day when we'll be able to witness from the perspective of glory these terrible events that are going to take place on the earth.
所以当主说你们将要永远跟我在一起的时候呢，我们就是永远跟他在一起了，包括这一天将要发生的这一天的事情。
And in view of this great privilege, we ought to, as the apostle says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
所以既然我们有这样极大的荣幸啊，我们就应该站立的稳，始终在住在就是连接在主的这个工作当中。
Thank you. I hand it over to you, Brother Harold.
现在请Harold长老给我们补充几点。
Thank you, Eric. We've learned a lot about the Feast of Trumpets tonight, and we've learned a lot about trumpets in general.
所以我们今天呢学习了很多关于吹角节的真理，也学习了一些关于角这个事情的这一些普遍的真理。
And Eric has told us that the Feast of Trumpets identifies and is related to an event that is soon to come in the future.
刚才Eric长老告诉我们的这个吹角节呢，它预表的这个事件呢，是很快将要发生的一件事。
The other great principle associated with trumpets is it is always a call to action.
然后跟这个角有关的，角声有关的一个，常常联系在一起的呢，就是要召唤我们要行动。
So what do we know? Just a quick summary.
所以我给大家做一个简要的总结。
Number one, there will be a coming trumpet, many coming trumpets, and they are calls to action for us all.
所以将来有很多，后面有很多的角声要吹响，都是要让我们采取行动的。
There's calls to great reward, there's calls to action, and there is warning calls saying judgment is coming.
它都是召唤我们要行动的，告诉我们审判就要开始，就要来到了。
Most people in the world don't worry about that. They just say, oh, God hasn't spoken very much in the last 2,000 years. We don't need to worry. Everything will carry on as it will. But this Feast of Trumpets says, no, no, no. The day is coming when the trumpet will be blown.
但是世界上人呢不这么认为，他认为过去的2000年神都没有说什么话了，所以不会发生什么事情，就照常过就行了。但是不是的，吹角节告诉我们会有角声吹响的。Now
Eric has reminded us from the book of Joel, and I'm going to get you to turn there just for a few verses. Ezekiel, Daniel, and after Daniel comes Hosea, Joel, and Amos. Joel chapter 2.
我们Eric长老刚才提到过约珥书啊，我现在请大家再翻回这卷书，给大家再读几节经文，二章，约珥书的二章。And
the Lord says through Joel in chapter 2, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming.
二章一节，你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发颤，因为耶和华的日子将到。That
summarizes the response that every one of us should take in the light of the fact that all the prophecies Eric has spoken about are going to be fulfilled. The Feast of Trumpets will come and all will be fulfilled.
既然刚才Eric长老说了，所有旧约的预言啊，都要应验，关于这个吹角节的这个节期所指向的这个预言呢，也会应验。那这些经文呢，就告诉大家我们应该有的回应是怎样的。Therefore,
get ready.
所以我们应该做好准备。What's
the point of knowing what's going to happen in the future if you don't prepare for it today?
那既然让你知道将来 要发生什么事，它的目的是什么呢？就是要让你今天做好准备。
So this is what Joel goes on to say in chapter 2 regarding the day of the Lord. It's a day of judgment. It's coming on this world very soon.
那这个二章接下去的内容呢，就是约珥书就告诉大家，这个日子呢是一个审判的日子，而且很快就要临近了。Verse
2, it's a day of darkness and of gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness, a day of mourning spread upon the mountains, a great people and strong, there hath never been seen the like, neither shall it be any more, even to the years of many generations, a fire devours before them, and behind them a great burning.
二章和三节，那日是黑暗幽冥，密云乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山岭。有一对蝗虫，又作民，又大又强，从来没有这样的。直到 以后直到万代也必没有，他们前面如火烧灭，后面如火焰烧尽。
God is coming in judgment, get ready.
所以神将要来审判了，要做好准备。
Here's the response, verse 12.
在十二节我们看这个回应了。
Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even unto me with all your heart.
耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。
That's what we've got to do. He says to the Jews, with fasting and weeping and mourning, if that's required because of sin in the life, turn from it.
那这个是对以色列人说的，神让他们禁食、哭泣、悲哀。那如果你们因为罪导致这个结果的话，你们要这样做，然后归向我。
Verse 13, tear your heart, not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God.
13节说，你们要撕裂心肠，而不是撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神。
That's the wonderful response, isn't it? We turn to the Lord, even in deep, deep, deep sincerity, we turn to the Lord.
这就是一个非常美好的回应了，我们要在这个极度的真诚真挚里面就是回转归向神。
Why? Verse 13 continues.
为什么我们要归向神呢？13节继续下面的经文告诉我们。
For he is gracious and merciful and will forgive sinners.
因为他有恩典有怜悯，他会赦免罪人的。
He is slow to anger and of great kindness.
他不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
And he would even repent of the evil that he plans to do.
并且后悔不降所说的灾。
Verse 14, who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him?
14节，或者他转意后悔，留下余福。
What's the message of the Feast of Trumpets?
所以这个去角节的信息告诉我们什么呢？
Jesus is coming back soon. Blow the trumpet.
就是耶稣基督马上要再回来了，要吹响角。
But when he comes, it will not just be a time of reward. It will be a time of judgment on all. And those who have rejected the Savior will be in deep trouble. Don't reject the Lord Jesus. He's coming back.
所以他在来的时候呢，他不仅仅是奖赏那些属他的人，而且他也是来审判全地的。所以那些曾经拒绝过他的人呢，将要接受审判了，所以不要拒绝他。
So that's the great message for tonight. What a wonderful thing. Our God is going to come, and the Feast of Trumpets reminds us of it.
所以这就是我们今天学到的这个伟大的信息啊，就是我们的主，我们的神会再回来这个吹角节呢就提醒我们这个真理，他会回来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you've written a book that not only explains the present, but tells us what's going to happen in the future.
主，我们感谢你写了这本书，你们不仅解释了现在，也告诉我们将来要发生的事情。
And Lord, it's true, this old world's a pretty sinful place, and it's only right that very soon God come back in the form of Jesus Christ to bring judgment and establish his great kingdom.
主啊，的确是我们这个世界是罪孽深重的，主将来也很快就会回来，来这个审判这个地。
Lord, we want to be ready when he comes.
主啊，当他回来的时候，我们希望我们是预备好的。
And so, Lord, may each of us search our hearts and bow before thee and say, Lord Jesus, I want to be right with you today so that when you come tomorrow, it will be blessing and not judgment.
主啊，我们盼望每个人都查验自己的心啊，然后在你的面前拜倒在你的面前说，愿我今天就能够跟你有对的关系，这样到将来的时候你就不会把审判带下来。
Thanks for the truth, Lord. Thanks for Eric explaining it to us. And thanks for each one who came this morning, this evening to hear it.
主啊，感谢您赐给我们这样的真理，也感谢您让 Eric 给我们解释清楚，也感谢所有的人，无论是上午还是晚上来参加我们今天的学习。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, thank you all tonight.
谢谢大家。